Welcome to Pop-Up Chinese, I'm Brendan.
Hello, I'm Echo.
And as you probably know, Mother's Day happened recently. And if you're like me, you forgot about it.
Oh, that's not good.
And today's lesson is for people like me.
Bunny, 你给你妈买礼物了吗？
为什么？
因为母亲节。
哦，我忘了。
Let's go through this line by line, and then we'll come back later on with more in-depth look at what's going on here. The first line is...
Bunny, 你给你妈买礼物了吗?
Bunny, 你给你妈买礼物了吗?
Bunny, did you buy a present for your mom?
为什么?
为什么?
Why?
因为母亲节。
因为母亲节。
Because of Mother's Day.
哦，我忘了。
Oh, 我忘了。
Oh, I forgot.
Bunny, 你给你妈买礼物了吗？
为什么？
因为母亲节。
Oh, 我忘了。
Okay, we're back. And the first thing we want to talk about here is this question that starts the whole dialogue.
Bunny, 你给你妈买礼物了吗？
你给你妈买礼物了吗?
Now, we know 给 from before. It's a verb that means to give. Here, though, it's actually changed into a preposition or a coverb, as some people call it, and it means for.
Yes.
So, the sentence again is
Bunny, 你给你妈买礼物了吗?
你给你妈买礼物了吗?
Which translates literally word for word as You, for, your mom, buy present.
Yes.
And then ma.
你给你妈买礼物了吗?
The pattern here is preposition.
给.
Going before the verb, because that's where prepositions go in Chinese. After that, you've got the recipient.
Like 你妈 in the sentence.
And then you've got the verb, whatever you're doing for the recipient. In this case,
买礼物。
This is a really common pattern. You'll see it in all kinds of sentences. For example,
你给你爸写信了吗?
Did you write a letter to your dad?
我给小猫倒水。
I poured water for the kitten.
他给我做饭。
He cooks for me. Very, very common. For?
给。
Then whoever you're doing it for.
你妈、你爸、小猫 or 我
Whatever it is you're doing.
Like 买礼物、倒水、做饭
Yeah. Moving on. The second point is actually from the same sentence.
Bunny, 你给你妈买礼物了吗?
你妈
Which is your mom. It's a little bit more familiar and kind of casual than
你妈妈
Your mama. Or your mother.
你母亲。
So you've got these words like mommy and daddy.
Mama, 爸爸。
Which we learned way, way long ago. Just remember, if you cut that down to one character, like
妈
or
爸,
it becomes more familiar, more casual. What's the next point?
为什么?
因为母亲节。
因为。
Now this means because. But one thing about this word is that there are two ways of saying it. One of them is the way that you'll see in dictionaries and in textbooks, which is
因为
That is a first tone and a fourth tone.
因为
The second is the way a lot of people actually say it, which is
因为
That is a first tone and a second tone.
因为
You might notice in our dialogue she's saying this with a first tone and a second tone.
因为
Now, if you look in a dictionary, or if you look in a textbook, it's going to tell you that it's a first tone and a fourth tone.
因为
People will say both. In ordinary, everyday speech, people tend to say
因为
rather than
因为
However, if you are taking a test, if you have a teacher who is asking you to write pinyin for characters, 因为 first tone, fourth tone is correct.
Right.
First tone, second tone will probably get you marked wrong. So you can learn both ways, know both ways.
Yeah, you can say both ways.
But just recognize that first tone, fourth tone is technically more correct.
Yes.
Bunny, 你给你妈买礼物了吗？
为什么？
因为母亲节。
哦，我忘了。
Okay, we're back, and while we were recording this podcast, we had a couple of big arguments.
Yeah.
And the first was about the proper pronunciation of because.
因为。
Or.
因为。
Ultimately, we just decided to give you both. The much bigger argument was about gifts, and specifically...
Jewelry, 珠宝。
Yeah, and specifically whether or not jewelry makes a good gift.
Yeah.
Now, we put it to a vote.
Mm-hmm.
And the...
There's no vote because there are just three people here.
Yeah, and we have a tiebreaker. Now, the majority ruled that jewelry is a lousy, pointless, expensive, tasteless, tacky gift.
Huh.
A small but vocal minority weighed in with
By
a dissenting
the way,
opinion.
There's only one woman here.
Just saying.
Okay.
Dissenting opinion saying that jewels are great.
Well, jewelry is a sample of pure love and true love for us. Especially like, you know, like...marriage ring or engagement ring?
No, you only think that because you've been seeing ads.
No.
Absolutely.
Nothing to do with that.
Of course it does.
No.
Okay. I would say symbol of pure and perfect love.
Mm-hmm.
Milton writes a sonnet to his dead wife, and it's one of the saddest, most beautiful things I've ever read.
Mm-hmm.
That is true love. It's beautiful.
Yeah, this is one symbol of beautiful love.
No, that's true love. Going out and buying something...does not mean anything.
Well, it depends on the way you buy it or depend on the attitude you have. I stand for the women in the world.
All right, so in conclusion, 2 points. one, I win. Two, reform and opening up has been a curse for China's women.
Hello, Brendan? No?
From Beijing, I'm Brendan.
Okay, if you agree with me...You can leave a comment on the site or write to me at echoapopofchinese.com. I'll wait for you guys.
And if you're right, then also leave a comment.
Brennan!
Have fun.
Okay, bye-bye.
While we might not be the smartest...
What do you mean I'm not an expert?
We're definitely the hottest.
Hey, everyone! Come and see how good I look!
Pop-Up Chinese.